The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Are you?
At least bright-eyed. Or bushy-tailed. I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You know how the line in that song says, a range full of thrills?
Yeah.
Sally thought it said, a range full of dills.
Dills.
Daffodils. Yes.
Yeah, we don't have any daffodils here. We'd have to go to Oregon for that.
I know. I was wondering about that, but it was rather funny. So I asked her, are those dills like dill pickles? No, they're daffodils. Sweetie, it's thrills.
Thrills.
Thrills. A range full of thrills.
There you go.
That's okay.
We're here.
We are. Morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning to all you Jeffersonians out there spending time with us. I don't know if it's quality or not, but hey, you're spending time with us.
Oh, it'll be quality because I think Mark Baird's coming on. So
that's where the quality begins.
That's where the quality begins.
Before I forget, we have a conference call tonight. Jefferson-wide, you know, our second and fourth Sunday of every month. Or every second or Sunday of each month, we have a conference call and to figure out what we're going to be doing and talk about that stuff regarding Jefferson. And the phone number is 408-638-0986. Again, 408-638-0986. And then once you get into the menu there, it'll ask for an access code. And that code is 989-704-2586 pound. Again, 989-704-2586 pound. And that's just to listen on the telephone. And if you want to listen through your computer and or be participating through the chat room, go to https://zoom.us/j/989-704-2586. You can also access it on our calendar on soj51.org. Go to the calendar, the events and calendar for today's date, and click on the conference call, and you can go in and get signed up and go through there, and it'll give you access. There you go.
That was a lot of numbers.
That was a lot of information. I know there is there, but you can go to the website, and it's all advertised there, so you can check it out.
Or you can listen to our program on the archives.
Yep.
By the way, we archive up to about 4 years.
Yep.
You can listen to it anytime you want, and you can go back and replay that and replay that and replay that so you get the numbers straight.
Or you can call Terry, and he'll give you the numbers over and over and over again.
Or Sally will. Anyway, tomorrow night at the church that shall remain nameless, but it is a church.
It's a church.
It is a church. It really is.
Yep.
And it's right there on Bonnie View, 2570.
East Bonneview.
Is it east? It is east, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But is there a west Bonneview? That's my question.
When you go in the other direction.
No, there is no west. It goes over to another road. It goes over to...
So it must be east from 273.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because it's certainly not east from the river.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, it's one of those things.
It's beyond our mental capacity to figure out.
Right. 2570 East Bonneview Road, and mm-hmm. we will be having Ben Berquim. He will be zoomed in, which means we'll have him live on a screen, be able to ask him questions. Now, Ben is a very interesting young man. He is the spearhead for pushback against the sanctuary state, against the illegal immigration issue. I know he has gone many times to the border. He's been to Washington, D.C. He is a great young man. He has stood toe-to-toe and nose-to-nose with these characters. Is it Antifa? Is that there? In fact, at one particular point, he was actually attacked physically and with a pipe, and still stood his ground. You know, that's a pretty interesting position, standing your ground.
Yep, defending yourself.
I mean, whatever it takes.
Well, and also his most recent one is going to a function where Gavin Newsom was heading into, you know, an invitation-only type thing where it's a town hall of some sort that Ben obviously would not have been allowed into. So Ben tried to talk to him out in the parking lot, and Newsom and his thugs just kind of blew him off. And Ben kept asking all these poignant questions, and he was being blown off. And actually, a couple of the thugs were trying to get after Ben a little bit and be in his face with his camera and whatnot. So it just shows what we're going to be up against with new leadership within this state.
Okay, I've got something fun for you right here.
Okay.
It's really South Bonnie View.
South Bonnie View.
Yeah, but it runs east. If that road runs east and west, how's it south?
South, well, south of something.
Yeah, it'd be south of north. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. Because Bonnie View, there's a North Bonnie View as you go up East Side Road. There is a North Bonnie View that's right past Weaver Lumber.
So then there had to be a south one.
So there had to be a south one that's south of the north one.
Which one came first?
I don't know. But they had to get their directions from Salt Lake City, if you've ever been there.
No.
Oh, yeah. Because east is not west. West is not east. North is not south. South is not north. And I know Sal would get on the chat room and try to argue this point. But everything is based upon the temple.
Ah.
Where the temple is in Salt Lake City. And so if it's north of the temple or east of the temple or west of the temple, that's the way the town fanned out. What if you don't know where the temple is? I mean, you know, just saying. Good grief. So anyway, along with that, we're going to probably have some news on the court case, which I'm sure Mark will bring up here. He should be here pretty quick bringing that up. The other thing we're going to be talking about is what's happened with the Second Amendment and what's really going on with that and where we stand with that. And I think that what we have to start realizing, especially about this Second Amendment issue, and I kind of want to go there because we had a rally last Saturday, which was very, very good.
It was very good.
Around 400 people. And it was just, it was fantastic. When the Ninth Circuit agreed with the Supreme Court of the United States that open carry is the only protected right, it virtually said that concealed carry is now a privilege.
Right. It's not a right.
So, yeah, right. Exactly. So if concealed carry is a privilege, that means if you have a sheriff that doesn't want to issue concealed carry, he doesn't have to. Also, if you have a, and something was brought up to me the other day, and that is that if, in fact, Gavin Newsom says, well, you know, I don't think I like this privilege, I'm going to turn this over to the Attorney General in the state of California, and we just won't do concealed carry anymore. But you see, in California, you can't open carry, even though the Constitution, the Supreme Court, and the Ninth Circuit says you can't. So with that, what happens to our gun rights?
We don't have any.
That's right. And I really don't know where people stand. It's kind of like, well, okay, this program is Jefferson's State of Mind. And it is about Jefferson. But don't we have to stand up for the Constitution?
It's all things that come encompassed to be Jefferson.
Exactly.
And the founding or the foundational block of what we're doing is the Constitution. That's our foundation for what we're doing.
And the position of Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, where we're guaranteed a republican form of government.
Right. Not a democracy.
Not a democracy.
Oh, geez.
So since we're guaranteed that and we don't have it with the representation and we don't have it with the state of California not complying with the Constitution, not complying with the Ninth Circuit, who is the most liberal court in the land.
Right.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. So when you look at these different things, dynamics happening here, of course they affect us. It's just like the sanctuary state affected us.
Mm-hmm.
We fight that. Yes, Jefferson is the remedy for these messes. Jefferson is the remedy because what it gives us is smaller government, smaller state.
And a voice.
And a voice.
A huge voice within the territory of Jefferson. Just imagine what the voice would be like. And, well, I do imagine a lot what it would be like once we have our state, our new and sovereign state. It'll be wonderful. Your voice will count. Your vote will count. You'll be able to access your your public officials, you know, the people who are supposed to be representing you, either Assembly or Senate or whomever, governor, you know, whoever they are, whatever the position is, you will have access to them. It's not going to be like it currently is, where we have no access to some of our Assembly members or Senate members because they don't have time. Really? They were we gave them the vote to do the job for us. And in my books, they're doing a very poor job of representing us. Whether they have, it's an oligarchy here in California anyway, with the Democrats, the way they've got things going.
Well, they've got 35 senators. There's only five Republicans. And
right.
Those five Republicans are some of the assemblymen right now are going to be running against each other for the Senate seat that's been left open by Ted Gaines.
Yeah.
Ted Gaines has moved on to higher pastures in his mind. He's now with the State Board of Equalization where
he can put the screws to his heart.
Right, and no one can hurt him, you know, because it is an agency now.
Yeah.
So he's there. Brian Daly is going to be running for Senate, along with Kevin Kiley, along with, is it Beth Gaines? No. What's her name?
Ted's wife?
Yeah, is it Beth? Is it Beth?
Mm-hmm.
Beth Gaines. So you have three Republicans running against each other for the Senate seat that will be left open by Ted Gaines in a special election that will be set up by Gavin Newsom, and we guess that's going to be sometime in March.
And who's going to count those votes?
I know. Exactly.
Somebody from L.A., San Diego, someplace down there, you know, where their numbers are just totally jacked
up. L.A. is what, 140%?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a great turnout. 140%. How does that work? It's Common Core math. That's what it is. It's all the garbage that we're being fed.
I'm telling you.
Man, that stuff just gets me fired up. It's wrong on every level. Every level, it's wrong. And yet, they're still able to do it. They're getting away with it. And who's fighting it?
Mark Muser.
Is he fighting it?
He's doing the best he can. He's sure going after it. Though, you know, you've got to respect that guy.
Because, absolutely.
You know, and of course, you do have the Voter Integrity Project, and Landmark, and Pacific Legal. Trying to remember the other.
I don't know.
Judicial Watch.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
They have court cases. So, is that Mark Baird on the line?
Yes. Yeah.
It is.
All right. So
we
have Mark ready here to tell us what's going on.
You guys have to go to a break or something?
Yeah, we're going to go to a break, but there are some. I just want to give you the heads up that we've got some problems here with the phone lines. It's a new phone line, and they had problems with it this week. So kind of bear with us, buddy, but you're going to probably have to speak up pretty loudly for everyone to hear. So say something wonderful.
Hi.
testing.
Okay, with that, I guess we'll go off to our first break and find Hascom.
For 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And sometimes we may fall to you can.
She is amazing, isn't she?
Great choice, Sally Mae.
It is. Sally's really good with her music.
Yep, yep.
So anyway,
we have
folks,
Mark on the line.
We do.
Mark, good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're just testing the sound system here to make sure that we're not all snap, crackling, and popping.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
So, Kimasabi, okay. What say you?
Well, I was really thrilled with the response from the town hall in Anderson. That was absolutely amazing, and that's having repercussions that are pretty interesting, really, in the sense that groups that we weren't even aware of and people we weren't even aware of are already checking in, offering to help. A gentleman from San Jose called and wants to set up a town hall meeting down there, which I encourage. I have had contact from attorneys that were unknown to me before, who are wanting to stay abreast of the case and have ideas and input, and it's really kind of crazy. But the support for the restoration of a liberty, a God-given inalienable right that we, the people, by the way, have allowed to slip away. And we're now trying to regain, because we have to remember, we lost this liberty. We lost it. We allowed it to go. We allowed the state of California to strip us of a God-given right. And in fact, we don't have any liberty in California. But we, the people of California, are attempting to restore that liberty now in whatever form we can take back from them to start with. I mean, you know, we gotta take what we can here. But it's amazing to me how many people kind of think that's a good idea, and I'm very thrilled and amazed, and let's get her done.
Yeah, I think that a lot of this is the simple fact that people have to understand exactly the ramifications of this. We talked about it earlier, in that it's now given Gavin Newsom, and it's now given the legislative body of the state of California an opportunity to take away our gun rights, since concealed carry is now considered a privilege. And open carry is illegal in California.
Concealed carry always was a privilege because it was a, in other words, anytime you have to ask the government a question and anytime you have to sign a paper, mm-hmm. you're asking, that is a privilege. I mean, and permission can be granted or permission mm-hmm. can be denied. It's always been that way. But I think the important thing that people need to realize and need to fully understand and really give a lot of thought to is, we did this to ourselves. We are to blame for this. Government is not to blame for this. Government only does what the people allow it to do. You don't get the government you deserve. You get the government you allow. And we've allowed the state of California to strip us of every liberty granted us by God in the Constitution. And it is our own darn fault that this happened to us. So people need to really soul search and ask themselves, what are they willing to do to restore this liberty? Because as one patriot said, Lavoie Finicum, he said that some things are worth more than your life. Some things are worth more than your life, and it matters how you stand for those things. We're seeing it in Paris, of all places. You know, the French people have surrendered twice to the Germans in the last century, and now we're seeing the people of France taking to the road and telling the government, you will not take my money and my property without my permission, over like a 12-cent a gallon gas tax. Heck, we paid a buck a gallon more than anybody else in the country, and nobody even said a word about it. So no wonder we've allowed the government to strip us of our liberty, because we're not even willing to stand up to them going into your wallet and taking food out of your family's mouth. But I think the worm may be turning here, and that town hall was the first evidence to me that people are tired of it. They know that there's something they can do about it. And, you know, look, we're not all politicians. We're certainly not all lawyers. I don't blame people for not knowing what to do. I don't know what to do 90% of the time, but we know we can do something, and we're starting to do that thing. And if we don't follow through with that thing, we have betrayed ourselves and betrayed the trust that God placed in us when he gave us these liberties, because they were gifts to us, and to squander those gifts is a crime all by itself.
Well, I think it was evident on a phone call we had recently that there are people who don't understand what you're doing. Here, they're going to give me another microphone here. This thing is crackling. And I think that is, oh, that's much better, huh? It's still crackling? Still crackling a little. Anyway, there was a lot of people who were not privy to what you're doing with this particular court case and what this court case entails and why it is that you're suing the state of California over this open carry issue and California not allowing us to open carry. So can you explain the case briefly to everybody, buddy?
Well, there was a Ninth Circuit ruling recently in Young versus Hawaii, and in that ruling, and I'm not going to go into a tremendous amount of detail because we don't have time, but I'm paraphrasing. What that ruling essentially says is open carry is the core right. Open carry of a loaded and operable weapon is the core right of the Second Amendment, and it extends beyond the home into public places. Now, you have to also understand that the case before this, the case immediately preceding this, was a case called Peruta v. San Diego, and this was an NRA case. And the NRA brought the case that since open carry is banned in California, open carry is against the law in California. You will be arrested for open carrying a loaded weapon in California. And so the Peruta case, backed by the NRA lawyers, said that, well, since open carry is against the law, states have to go to a shall-issue permit process for concealed carry. Now, remember, the word permit, that means permission. So even shall-issue, you can be denied any time the issuing authority has an opinion that you're not worthy of whatever permission you're asking for. So this case, Peruta v. San Diego, went through the district courts, went through the appellate courts, and actually the NRA won the case in the appellate court. That case was ruled that the states must issue permits since open carry is banned. And that was Judge O'Scanlan in the Ninth Circuit. So the state of California whined. And, of course, the Ninth Circuit complied. They jumped whenever the failed socialist state of California snapped its fingers. The socialist panel of the Ninth Circuit obeyed, and they reheard that case en banc. In other words, some judge called for a rehearing, and the Ninth Circuit took it up. And so 11 judges sat on a panel, and what they said was, and this is an in-bank rehearing of Peruta, which disposed of the case, gives California a do-over, and they said that concealed carry is wholly unprotected, falls completely outside the Second Amendment. States can ban it, states can regulate it, states can do whatever they want, they can allow you to do it, they can not allow you to do it, they can charge whatever they want, they can enact any permit scheme they feel like with any amount of training, any amount of certification, and you can do nothing about it because concealed carry is not a right protected by the Constitution. Now, Peruta and the NRA appealed to the United States Supreme Court to have that case overturned. And the Supreme Court refused to take the case. So San Diego v. Peruta is the law. It will never be set aside now unless through some extraordinary means. And believe me, those means may show themselves as we progress. And remember, the court always has the magic carpet rolled up in the corner, and the judge can jump on that carpet and ride places that the law never allowed him to go. So we have to remember also that all courts are corrupt in this discussion. But at any rate, now George Young comes out of the woodwork. He brings his case. His case goes to, what do you know, Judge O'Scanlan. And Judge O'Scanlan says, well, if the court in bank says concealed carry is not a right, then open carry must be a right because you cannot deny a citizen an enumerated right. So Judge O'Scanlan rules that open carry is the core right protected by the Second Amendment, unconnected with militia service, wholly an individual right which extends to public areas, and that right is the open or exposed carry of an operable and loaded weapon. But look, folks, that is your right by the Ninth Circuit's own ruling. Now, there's another case, Chambers versus U.S., that tells the Ninth Circuit, if this is a Ninth Circuit case, and that ruling says that any opinion that comes from the Ninth Circuit is binding on all judges in the circuit. So, George Young's case, bless his heart, his attorney was Alan Beck, who I've been in communication with, and that case says open carry is a right. So now, if that's true, how come we're not packing heat in California? And the reason for that is you cannot force a state to stop enforcing an unconstitutional law unless you sue them. So even though the court has spoken, even though it's binding on all the judges, the state ignores the law because they want to. Now, also consider this. If the Young case was about plastic straws or cow farts, boy, cows would have caps on their rear ends right now. California is in support of saving the environment, but where it comes to your constitutionally guaranteed God-given right, we're going to have to sue them to reestablish that right, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, you know, I mean, that's a great explanation and a great job on that. You know, the thing that's so crazy is that if you stop and think about what the state of California is doing, taking away our gun rights, literally taking them away. And, folks, I just don't know how you really have to think about this. If you have a CCW, it is not a right. It is a privilege. They can take it from you any time they want. The state of California is completely corrupt. We have a sanctuary state. We have voter fraud that runs rampant. Los Angeles County was, what, 140%?
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these things going on where our gasoline, as Mark said, is $1 a gallon more. And here's one other thing, and we'll talk about this after the break because I want Mark to weigh in on this. We now have 5 senators out of 40 that are Republicans. And are the Republicans really Republicans in the state of California?
Are they conservative? That's the question.
And we have, what, 20 assemblymen?
Yeah.
Okay, so as we look at these senators, which are a different breed of cat, we look at these guys and we look at the people in the assembly. Is the Republican Party even relevant in California? Do they have any relevancy at all?
Doesn't appear to.
They do not appear to. And, of course, Brian Daley being one of the people that is going to be running for Ted Gaines' empty seat, his claim to fame is reaching across the aisle. That always means compromise, and as far as what we've seen from the other side of the aisle, compromise
doesn't exist.
Well, it doesn't exist. It means you're going to do what I want you to do.
No matter what. Yep.
No matter what. So with that, Mark, if you could hang on, we'd like you to weigh in on that a little bit, and if you can hang on through the break, time has come.
For 51.
Mountains that we move, When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
We are. All we seem to do is run against the wind. just don't pee against the wind.
Exactly. You get wet that way.
Yes, you do. All right. Hey, Mark, you still there, buddy?
Yep, still here.
All right, good. So what else, what other pearls of wisdom do you have for us regarding the Second Amendment? What can we do as listeners to help get things going, to help force it along, to support it and make sure things move like they're supposed to?
Well, there are a couple things I'd like to say. First of all, hopefully with this new awakening that we're experiencing, and hopefully people are waking up. And, you know, look, whether you intend to carry a gun or not isn't the issue here. The issue is your right to do something if you choose to do it, and your protection of that right for the people who do choose to do it. And because if you are willing to stand by idly and watch this right disappear, you're also willing to stand by idly and watch the First Amendment, the right to free speech, the right to freedom of a religion, freedom of the press, the right to peacefully assemble, the right to petition your government for redress of grievance. And that's something in Jefferson that we should be very concerned about, because we've been trying to petition the government for redress of grievance for years. And the government says you don't have the right to do that. You don't even deserve a day in court. So there's the First Amendment gone, the Second Amendment gone. What about the Fourth Amendment? Is that next? Doesn't Fish and Game claim the right to enter your property anytime they want to without a search warrant? That's in government code somewhere, they claim. And they also have the right to pop the trunk of your car open because you might have a dead deer in there without a search warrant. So the Fourth Amendment's gone in California. What's next? The Fifth Amendment? Your right to a speedy and public trial? Your right to confront witnesses? Well, you don't have that right anymore, because these government agencies in California have administrative trials, and they can fine you anytime they want for anything they want. But yeah, you don't have any enumerated rights in California. And what we're trying to do is recapture the most important one, because the Second Amendment gives the people the ability to protect the rest of the amendments from tyrannical government. That's the point of the Second Amendment, after all.
You're right, and when you look at tyrannical government, that was the point that we were making just before the break, and that is that when you look at the lopsidedness in the in the California legislative body. I mean, there is no representation for us, folks. There is none. Now, and the Democrats have proved time and time again in the state of California that their policies are illegal. I mean, look at what Becerra has done. Look at what Padilla has done. Look at what the governor has done. I mean, along with harboring illegal aliens, along with making contracts with and agreements with other countries, that, which Governor Brown did. I mean, all these things, we just don't have any legislation. I mean, to me, to see these guys run for Senate, it's discouraging for one thing. I mean, we have Kevin Kiley, I think, is a pretty good man. He's done some things. He's the one who was made sure that Holdner didn't come in here and get paid by the state of California to put more shackles on us. But Mark is absolutely right. We have to be doing these things ourselves. And if we don't wake up now, then, you know, I mean, you can move to Idaho. But from what I've heard, now Idaho, Boise, I guess, has gone blue from what I've heard.
Well, let's look at the positives in this, too, because it's easy to look at the negatives. Oh, everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. I think I'll eat some worms. But let's look at the positives here. First of all, by the Sacramento Bee's own count, and believe me, they're not a conservative news organization, there are 8 million gun owners in the state of California. 8 million, and that's by the Sacramento Bee's count. Now, let's look at gun owners. You have to have the ability to vote to be a gun owner. In other words, you can't be a felon. You have to be of a certain age. So, and you have to pass that NICS background check. So in order to be a gun owner, you could be a voter. Now, whether you are or not is another story, but you could be. So if we have 8 million gun owners in the state of California, well, Gavin Newsom won the election with 6 million votes. So let's look at Northern California. We want to put a state senator in office. We want to put a United States senator in office. Well, in Northern California alone, we have, in Jefferson alone, we have 2.7 million people, and probably three-quarters of them are gun owners, I would imagine, or half of them anyway. They're all voting age. So that means that if we restore Second Amendment rights, and we could coalesce political power with just gun owners alone, and that even disregards people who are conservative but not gun owners, add them into the mix, we could win any election we want, any day we want in the state of California, which is one of the bluest states in the nation, and we could take this state back at the very next election if we did nothing more than motivate gun-owning Californians to get off the couch and go vote. Now, let's add conservative Christians, let's add conservatives, period, to that mix. We could take this state back in the very next election if people would do one thing and one thing only, and that's register and vote.
Well, so Mark, we have to keep in mind of it's not only important to vote, it's important who counts the votes and how they skew that. So we have to be very careful.
Let's cut down one tree at a time. In other words, ballot harvesting is
illegal.
The Democratic Party's weapon of choice.
That's
well, it's
right.
A felony. It's a felony in most states, but here it's encouraged, and it's a great idea because the majority party gets elected that way. But look, we have political power. Let's cut down one tree at a time, and let's motivate that political power and show it in just unquestionable ways by getting people off the couch and vote. And why don't we target this state Senate race to begin with? I mean, in other words, we have to demonstrate that we can clean up our own backyard before we march off and start squaring up other planets in the universe or marching back to Washington, D.C. and taking care of all the ills of the world in Washington, D.C. We need to prove to ourselves that we can win in our own backyard, and we can.
Agreed.
So I think these are perfect opportunities, and there's no negativity here, folks. We have the power. We've always had it. We never lost that power. We just simply failed to use it. So all we have to do is start using the power that we've always had, guaranteed us in Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Whenever government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right and the duty of the people to abolish that government and institute one more favorable to their security and safety and so on. So we have that right. Let's start using it. And that's all it's going to take. We could take this state back at the very next election if we just made up our minds and did it.
Well, Shasta County had a 66% voter turnout. Shasta County had a 66%, and I think the average was around 20. So we also had elected here in this county two new people on the city council that that are good people that will get some things done, and a new supervisor getting rid of an old rhino that's been there forever.
So I
think that you're right about the about things changing. It has to change county by county, and you're absolutely right about the fact that there's not a whole lot we can do about what's going on federally. We have to clean up our own backyard. But the thing is that we also have to understand, and that's not negative, that we don't play on a level playing field. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Right.
It isn't that we don't fight. It isn't that we don't back these things. You saw how positive people were and excited they were about the fact that we are going to fight for our rights. But, folks, we need all of you to help us. It can't just be, you know, a couple of people out there doing it. We do need everybody to get out there and help us. And, Mark, you have an event coming up on January 12th. Could you bring that up to the folks and let them know about that?
Yes, January 12th. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Dinner starts at 5:30 at the Miners Inn Convention Center. 6:30, I'm sorry. At the Miners Inn Convention Center in Yreka, California on 112 East Main Street. And it is a dinner fundraiser to support the legal effort to restore open carry in California as a constitutionally guaranteed God-given right. And we need your help. We need your support. You can contact 530-227-6729 or 6728 to purchase tickets for this event. We have tables for sale for businesses or groups of eight people who just want to go in together and get a table and sit together. We have individual tickets for $50. If you're a business and you can afford to make a donation, something we can raffle or auction off, we welcome that. But please support us. If we can pay for this case, we can win it. And their own court says we can win it. So help us, because if you value your God-given rights, help us get them back. Stand up.
Now, the doors open at 5:30?
Dinner's open at 5.
5. The
doors open at 5. I'm sorry. Doors open at 5. Dinner starts at 6:30. And
yes.
By the way, this is a prime rib dinner with
yes.
a full bar. It's
yes.
going to be a lot of fun. We're going to raffle off a ton of cool stuff. We're going to auction off a ton of cool stuff. Support your God-given right. Please show up. Please help us. Get off the couch. You can do this, and with your help, we can do this together. And what an amazing thing. If we told a blue state that they will not strip us of our God-given rights and succeed, do you know what kind of message that would send to the rest of the nation and to the world? We can lead this charge. Let's do this. And it's something we can easily do if we all stand up and help one another.
Now we have Greg on the other line. Greg, I want you to know that we have some phone issues here. It's a new phone system that the radio station put in, so you may not be able to hear Mark. So anyway, shoot away, buddy. What's up?
I just called in to thank you guys. Are we in the air?
You're good.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for the show last week, myself and Steve Johnson from the State of Jefferson Committee in Placer County came up to enjoy the activities. You guys did a fantastic job. The radio show today is wonderful as usual. And, you know, every time I hear Mark talk, he just gets better. You know, it's just so good. But he always talks about inalienable rights. And in my readings, I see inalienable rights quite often. But also I see unalienable rights. And I kind of like the term for dummies, that it's unalienable. Like, you cannot take away, you cannot alienate our rights, like he says all the time. But anyway, the one thing I want to mention to you guys, too, is that we are putting together a Second Amendment rally here, and hopefully we'll have something on the books here in a couple months to support the two ATRO. So anyway, that's the update here. Thanks again.
Hey, Greg, great job, and we heard you loud and clear. So thanks for helping us test our phone system here, buddy.
Thanks, Greg.
You sounded great. Okay.
Hey, you know, I want to say something to my friend Greg, our friend and our brother Greg from Southern Jefferson. He was Greg has a trailer that was built originally by Tom Knorr, another great patriot, and Greg pulls his trailer around behind his truck, and it is a sailboat that was sawn in half. And it's sinking, and it's the death ship of California sinking with all hands on board. And it says California on the side of the boat. And Greg pulls that to events. He pulled it to the town hall for the Second Amendment. You know, you want a very quick picture of the state of California. You just look at Greg's trailer. It's the debt ship California going down with all hands on board. And then if he had the ability to pull a longer trailer, there would be a dinghy filled with people, and the name Jefferson would be on the side of that, and we'd be rowing away from that boat to liberty. So help us, people. Greg is a tremendous patriot. He puts his money and his time and his life where his mouth is. And by the way, we'd appreciate some prayers for his wife. She's
yes.
going through a terrible struggle with cancer. We're all in this together, and that's the beautiful part about it. We're in a fight we can win, and we can win it together. We have the ability. We've always had it. All we got to do is start using it.
And, you know, one thing about Greg Walsh is that Greg Walsh is a doer. I mean, he'll go out there. We'll go to an event. If the sound system needs to be set up, Greg's there to set it up. If somebody needs to drive around the Capitol in the car all day long during a rally, he puts gas in his tank, does it with a smile, drives around. I mean, he's a doer. And I think that that's what people have to start looking at here. We've got plenty of idea, guys. And people that have ideas and don't follow them up with any kind of action and expect everybody else to do the work, frankly, I don't have a lot of use for people like that. But anyway, Greg, thank you, buddy. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Keep up the good work. Thank you, guys.
Are we on? It's hard to tell the sound system. Poor Ashley, she's fighting the fight. She's battling all fronts here. We apologize for the sound system today, but it will be under control at some point, we hope. Mark, so any other pearls of wisdom? So if you've got this event going, what can we do? What can we get the people to do? I mean, they can help support it in some way. Is that what you want them to do?
I'd like for businesses or groups who have, each table seats 8, for I'd love for people to buy a table. With the table, you get a package of raffle tickets and some special prizes. And please call 530-227-6729 or 530-227-6728. And I'm sure if you call the radio station, they'll be able to repeat these phone numbers to you. But please call, buy tickets, show up, bid on stuff, have fun, prime rib dinner. We're going to have appetizers for people who wish to. There's a motel that's connected to the convention center the Miners Inn that's very clean and nice, and the rooms are cheap. So if you plan to come and have a few drinks and dinner, get a room for the night so you're not going to drive home afterwards. And let's have some fun and support the Second Amendment and pay for this case and get this done. I think it would be so much fun to restore and so important to restore an inalienable right to California. And let's just send that message today that the people are in charge of the government we formed to serve us. We do not serve the government like people who are saddled so that the ruling elite can ride us wherever they want to. We are in charge of this government. Let's send the message.
So also, Mark, too, with people calling and making connection with your two numbers there, you can take information down, and then if they want to, they can buy it through credit card online, right? I mean, they can give you the information, or you can make a connection there so the credit card can be run and they can have that all taken care of, nice and tidy.
Okay, yeah, that's great. You'll have to teach me how to do that. But yes, what I can do is take their information and then pass it on to you, or we'll coordinate that somehow. I don't know how to do that from my phone, but we can certainly take credit cards and we can do it that way, yeah.
Okay, and then also, too, if people want to support it and they want to send a check in, enough in advance, they can send it to Pecan. They make the checks out to Pecan, P-E-C-A-N, and then on the memo portion of the of your check, on the lower left-hand part of your check, if you're just supporting the Second Amendment and you just want to support it, just write Second Amendment court case. If you want tickets for the event, write Second Amendment event on there. So that way they know how to account for it. So the bookkeeper can track the monies and we know exactly where it's going to go. And then and make it out for the $50 per ticket or $400 for the table. And then you can mail the checks to P.O. Box 751. Again, 751, P.O. Box 751, Palocedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073. So we have different avenues in order to collect so that you can get the tickets purchased, and or if you just want to help support the Second Amendment court case. So either way, the monies go to the same P.O. Box and it's distributed to the bookkeeper appropriately.
We also want to let people know that we have made DVDs. Mm-hmm. We made the DVDs. A great job by Robert Exter and Garrett Hall.
They from did last week's event?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
And Sally broke the whole event down into, I believe it was 10 different segments, mm-hmm. which is really great. So there's 3 and 4 minute segments on different points that Mark brought up. And those are available not only on YouTube, but they are available on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
With the iHeart Jefferson site and with your county sites. And every county has a Facebook site. So, folks, you need to be looking at this stuff and getting this information.
And we sharing want, it.
And sharing it. Absolutely sure. sharing it. And we want to. We also want to encourage people to start listening to this program. We give good information on here, and we bring things up that we're doing. We bring you up to speed on the court case. We bring you up to speed on what we're doing in different events, and all these things happen. But unless we get people listening to this on the archives, and again, you can listen to it anytime you want.
24/7.
24/7, anytime you want. We archive up to 4 years,
mm-hmm.
so you can listen to this stuff and get the information. And, you know, there's a lot of good things. There's the messenger that is out.
Mm-hmm. And that comes out the second Saturday of each month.
The phone call tonight, which Wynn is going to give the number on again.
Yes, I will do that in just a moment.
Just a moment. But we have a phone call tonight you can get on, and all these different things where we're spreading the communication. So we're doing the best we can in getting information out. And we encourage everybody to listen to it because, you know, it's very difficult to make any kind of decision or to put yourself in the action mode if you don't know what's going on.
You've got to be informed.
Got to be informed.
Got to be an informed sovereign mm-hmm. citizen of the Jefferson Territory. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be informed, you got to learn the information. Ask questions. And you can always call here and ask questions during our live shows, and we're happy to answer them as best possible. The phone number for tonight's meeting, a conference call, is 408-638-0986. Again, 408-638-0986. And then once you get on to that call, it'll ask for an access code. And that number is 989-704-2586 pound or hashtag. Again, 989-704-2586 pound or hashtag. And you can join us in the chat room, and you can go to soj51.org, go to the events or calendar. And once you get on the calendar, you go to today's date, and on there it'll say conference call, and you click on that, and it'll get you prompted into going into the chat room. And so you just have to enter your name in there so you're on there, and people can see who it is that is there visiting the chat room as well. And you can ask questions during the conference call right there, and we address all the questions that get asked on there, so please participate. You can listen on the phone and read the chat room at the same time.
Kemosabe, we have 1 minute. Want to leave us with some pearls of wisdom here.
Yeah, please help. That's my pearl of wisdom. Please help. Some things are worth standing up for. It matters how you stand. It does. I know you're busy. Everybody's busy. I'm busy, too. I know you have a job. I have 2 jobs or 3 jobs. My wife has a job or two. You know, we still find time to do these things because it matters how you stand. So please help us. 530-227-6729 or 6728, January 12th. This is your chance to help us restore an inalienable right. Don't miss the opportunity. The time has come for 51.
Thank you, brother.
It certainly has. Take care, brother. Time has come
for 51.
Don't know us, you have no clue, and still you tell us what to do. We don't know you, what you face. It's time to start.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.